Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seat for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today, you'll make another decision. So make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes. Woo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go. On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name's not Emerson. You're not either. But welcome to School Talk. Main line is 317-244-9234. That's 317-244-9234. And our, so we just got a phone call. And you always love that when it happens. We thought maybe our phone call this morning might be our Emerson Allen. He is out of town, and now we're, I think, perhaps getting him set up here as he's calling in. But this is School Talk. Good morning here on the last day before spring break. What a day it is. It's going to be a spectacular day here in MSD of Wayne Township as we kind of get ready, and we're getting set up here. We had a little complicating issue. The complicating issue was Landon, who is our producer, his headphones were tangled up in the phone cord. Don't know how those things happen, but it's live radio, ladies and gentlemen. How are you this morning, Landon? Are you kind of hectic here this morning?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Good
deal. Good deal.
Do we have a guest on the line?
Yes, sir, we do. Come in, caller.
All the way live.
Yes, sir, we are. How are you, sir?
How you guys doing out there in Indiana? I hope you can hear me okay. I'm way down south.
Yeah, you're kind of echoing there, Emerson. Are you on maybe the speakerphone or?
Yeah, I'm on my Bluetooth.
Echo
here. Yeah. Yeah, it's a little echoey in the background there.
Let's try something here. can you hear me now?
Yeah, we go.
That's a lot better. That's a lot better, sir.
Okay, good. I'm talking now. I'm talking right into the telephone.
There we go.
I'm out in Houston, Indiana, Indianapolis, Indiana. Ben Davis, all my students. I can't call it a spring break, but I can call it a break during spring. I guess that'd be about the same thing. But, So breaking news, Landon, what's the major malfunction?
Well, we had all sorts of issues here when we got in here. So he went to answer the phone, and his headphones were tangled up in the phone cord. So it was like he was trying to talk to you, and then – the first call, I guess it didn't go through. And and it all came down right as we were trying to start the show. So
it usually happens that way. because it never fails. You can prepare all you can, all you want. You can prepare and prepare and prepare. But then when it comes right down to it, you know, it's like right before you get ready to do something, everything just breaks on you.
Yeah,
that's very true.
That is absolutely the way we go. Of course, we're joined this morning. We've got a couple other guests here in the studio. We've got Trey.
What's up, Emerson? Whoa, Trey. Yeah, I'm really loud. I'm sorry.
Whoa, Trey.
I'm sorry. Hey. I had a performance last night.
Somebody
got
to be the hype man back here.
Yep.
And we got Lorelai Smith as well. There's Lorelai.
Hey.
All right. Got a studio full of awesome scholars.
And we got Landon behind the buttons. So Landon, there's not much up there, but what's up there on that?
Ladies and gentlemen, on the big board, spring break for Ben Davis High School and all the schools around. Ben Davis starts March 16th through March 31st, so no school. Hope everyone has a fantastic spring break. And then Indiana High School playoff basketball continues with Ben Davis versus Center Grove at Newcastle this Saturday at 10 a.m. And that is semi-state action. WBG will be covering it all.
Yeah, I just saw the sports crew come in.
And then our social media is at WBDGMD, except TikTok at Giant90.9. The request line is 317-244-9234. Podcast on audioboom.com. The school talk every Friday morning with the famous Emerson Allen, 7:30 a.m. And then replays are on Sunday at 2 p.m.
Yeah, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is another thing to remember coming up on April 8th. It's not up there on the big board, but MSD of Wayne Township will not be in session on April 8th due to the eclipse that's going to occur on that day. We just, you know, I know that everybody's putting a lot of anticipation towards this eclipse. We've got a school talk on April the 5th about that with the science in residence. Mr. Rick Crosland will be on the show on that day. Science Clause, you remember him, Emerson, right?
Science Clause, most definitely.
Yeah, so he'll be on the show to talk about the eclipse on April the 5th, but we just hope for good weather on that day, because, you know.
So true.
Yeah, Dre hopes for good weather, too.
Yep. I mean, this will be my last Friday here as being 17, because next week I turn 18.
Ah,
I mean, not next week, the week we come back, so the first week of April.
Okay.
So, yeah. This will be my last Friday being 17.
Yeah.
At 18, your whole world's going to change.
Oh, yeah. I know. My parents have already started trying to get me used to it.
Do you know the biggest difference between 17 and 18?
Number.
Exactly.
Well, one, you are a legal
the
adult,
to the eight.
And the other, you're still a child, sort of.
Yeah,
man.
So Emerson, I don't know. Right? I don't know how you wanted to handle the show, but we've got Trey and Lorelei in here, and Landon and myself, and I did a little research on spring break.
Awesome.
About five minutes ago.
Let's talk about that.
So, do you want to hear my 5 minutes ago research on spring break?
I definitely want to hear what you found out on spring break.
So this is from the renowned website, tourismteacher.com. When does spring break, how does it start, you know, with schools and things? Well, it apparently dates back to the 1930s. It came up as a time off to de-stress and everything. De-stress? That's a new word. You invent words de-stress on school talk, don't we? it's a time off to de-stress. Before the end of the academic year, usually came around Easter, which is right around now. And, of course, one of the big early spring break sites, and it's still a big spring break site to this day, was Fort Lauderdale, because they built a huge swimming pool, an Olympic-sized swimming pool down in Fort Lauderdale. It became the spring break capital, but kind of became a college spring break hangout in the 1950s. The Time magazine wrote an article on spring break in 1959, and then there was a 1960 movie. I don't know if you remember this one, Emerson. You were still kind of young in 1960, but it was called Where the Boys Are. That's the name of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Four college-age women spending spring break in Florida. That was kind of like, oh, yeah, this is where college kids go. It was pop culture kind of caught up. By 1985, over 350,000 spring breakers were descending on Fort Lauderdale and down in Florida on spring break. And, of course, that has continued. Some of the big spring break spots in Florida include Panama City Beach, Daytona Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Miami. I know that Miami and Miami Beach were supposed to be the biggest area this year. So it kind of goes around. I know when I was young, it was Daytona.
Yep, for sure.
That's where people went, was Daytona. People went to Panama City. My parents kind of went to Panama City Beach before it was cool. So that was where we we're getting people just walking into Studio B. My parents went to Panama City Beach before it was cool. Hold on a minute here. Landon.
Hi, Emerson. How are you?
I hear you.
You got me? So
that Louis John?
No. Mr. Emerson, I have a question for you, sir.
Go ahead.
What is your favorite thing to do over spring break?
My favorite thing to do when not spring break is really just relax. Just relax. You know, a lot of times high school students, especially for high school students, when you're dealing with spring break, is you want to go out and do certain things. You want to party and stuff like that. But I say relax. But I'm glad you asked that question because I got to ask something. I want to add something to that, you know, what Mr. Reese was talking about, because he talked about Panama City. I don't know if he remembers, but we, during one of our spring breaks, we had the mayor of Panama City.
Mario Gisbert.
He called into our studio and talked to us about spring break. You remember that, Mr. Reese?
Yeah, I do. Mario Gisbert, I think he was the city manager of Panama City. But, you know, in some places, the mayor is just like the head of the council in some cities. Right. So he was actually the city manager, the person that they hire to run the city. He called in, and that was a really good episode of School Talk. I remember that. And, of course, I later read that he went on to become the city manager of Mexico Beach, which, of course, which was hit by the Hurricane Michael. He was the city manager of Mexico City Beach when Hurricane Michael hit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told you, this show bring on some monkey news, boy, I tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a cool show because he had a different perspective on spring break, and he was I think he was kind of talking about how Panama City Beach had tried to clean up its act after the 90s, and you know, MTV back in the 90s used to go on spring break, and they went to Panama City Beach one year, went to this big beach club down there. I think it called maybe Club La Vila. I think the name was the beach, but they went there, and then all of a sudden Panama City Beach became like the place to go. Yeah, and you know, it's only like 12 hours away, so by car. Yeah. So, you bring up a good point to throw this in. These are some other places that are popular other than Panama City Beach. You've got Cancun, South Padre Island, Texas, Key West, Florida, Punta Cana, Dominican Republic has become a big destination. Daytona Beach still there. Getting some sort of interference on your line there, Emerson.
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, we're just making sure. Daytona Beach, Costa Rica has become a fun destination. And I know here in our studio, I know we've got a couple other destinations too. Lorelei's going somewhere pretty cool.
I am going to Europe. I'm going to the Mediterranean Sea.
Ooh.
I'm going to four different countries on this trip. I will be going to Monaco, France, Italy, and Spain.
Nice.
Ooh, what part of Italy?
Hold on. I gotta check. I have a traveling little app.
Oh.
With it.
Myrtle Beach.
It's going along with a school.
Yeah, that was another one. South Carolina, Myrtle Beach, especially if you're a golfer.
Okay. Yeah, ironically enough, that's where I went over summer break last year, and I enjoyed it. I wish I would have gone during spring break. That place is fun.
Yeah, Myrtle Beach is a good place to go. But, Lorelei, you were
we're
giving you the look-up time here.
In Italy, we're going to be in Barcelona.
Ooh,
that's not Italy. That's Spain.
No, Spain. That's Spain. Sorry, I'm confusing myself. I see the word Spain, and I go, Italy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there will also been Barcelona. Be going to Milan.
Milan.
Italy.
Make it there.
Not by. Yeah. I may go to Milan. Does
Indiana.
That count? Yeah, Milan, Indiana.
Milan.
They're having a big thing with the team that won the basketball championship down there in 1954. They're It's their 70th anniversary. They're having a big round table. I may go to Milan, but I don't think that's Milan.
And then my favorite, the part I'm most excited for is, have you ever seen the movie Luca?
I have not.
Yes.
No.
There's Trey this, it's so basically there's, in it is like this Mediterranean town. We're going to this place called Cinque Terre. Probably butchered that. Hopefully I didn't. But anyways, it's so pretty. I'm so excited because it's all these colorful buildings. Like, the town in Luca is based off of these little towns we're going to.
Wow. South Padre Island, ironically enough, is where you can view all the SpaceX launches where they test all the brand new rockets, that like the one they tested yesterday.
Yep.
You can view them all from South Padre Island in Texas, because that's super close to their testing facility in Boca Chica.
Yep.
And I actually, ironically enough, I'm going to Texas, but not anywhere near there.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm pretty excited.
What part of Texas?
Fort Worth area.
Okay. All right. You're not close. Just come visit me in Houston. I'll be here next Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I don't really feel like making that kind of a drive. With how big the roads are there and how long they take.
Trey.
Trey's like, no.
Trey's like, no, I'm not coming to see you, Emerson. I'm not.
Plus, sorry. I'll only be with my grandparents, but I would totally, if it was like my whole family.
Yeah.
But my grandparents probably wouldn't appreciate me stealing their truck for the day.
That's the thing I think people don't understand about Texas. That's like, it's a huge state.
Oh, it's large. Mm-hmm. It's humongous.
Texas yeah. is like its own place.
It's like the size of, I think it's bigger than France, isn't it?
Probably. Yep.
Oui.
Yeah, oui, oui.
Oh. Alaska, Texas, Florida. They're pretty big states. California is pretty big, too.
You can say that one again.
Yeah. So you're down there visiting family, Emerson?
Visiting family here in good old Texas with a degrees. It's 74 degrees. It's still dark down here. It should be dark at home, too. It's just in the morning.
Yeah.
It's 74 degrees. It was a little cloudy yesterday, a little rain, but it was still nice, even in the 70s.
Well, if you're listening to us live on Friday morning here on WBDG, we, of course, had some pretty serious storms pass through the area yesterday, so we want to send our thoughts out to everybody up there in Randolph County. Initially, they said three people had been killed in the tornado, but they backed off of that and now said that they're just injuries. So that was great news when the Indiana State Police announced that the early reports of fatalities was incorrect, but they said that there are some major injuries. And if you look at the footage, or not the footage, the storm damage footage, that's what I'm trying to say. It's pretty much a miracle that nobody was more seriously injured than what we've heard already. So thoughts out to everyone up there in Randolph and Delaware counties as they clean up from what appears to have been a pretty significant tornado up in that area. But, you know, it just goes to show you this time of year, you never know what you're going to get with weather because, like, coming up this week, it's going to be in the 40s here in Indianapolis again. So, so it sounds like that's not what you're experiencing there in Texas.
Oh, no. Well, we did hear about the sirens going off in Indiana from friends and family back in Indianapolis, Indiana. So our hearts and prayers to go out to all the folks back in Indiana during this time of year.
We never did have a tornado warning here in Indianapolis, but there was a severe thunderstorm warning along with a tornado watch, which they will set off the – depends on the county. Some counties will set off the outdoor sirens. And some won't, but they did hear Indianapolis last night. It was very loud.
I know they did in Fishers too, but that was probably where the tornado rotation was first sighted.
No, it wasn't in Fishers. It was much north, much further north. But they did have some tornado warnings out and about a little further north of Fishers. I think So yeah, there were some strong storms in the area last night.
No but doubt.
You got to say this. Kudos to local meteorologists on TV. They were on top of everything.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Just watching Sean Ash and Angela Buckman over on Channel 13, but I'm sure several of the others were too. They were on top of it. So
I was watching
the great part.
I was sorry.
The great part about watching the news individuals, the newscasters, the anchors, is knowing that out there in the world, including Annapolis, Indiana, are the students of Ben Davis High School.
Yeah.
That are broadcasting live on the airways throughout the United States of America, throughout Indiana. It's just so cool when you see them on TV actually reporting the news and live events of the day. It makes you feel old, Mr. Easter, when you think about it. For me, anyway, when you think it back, when they were students going through BDTV, going through WBDG, and now they're on the main stage. That's just awesome. That's just me. That's just awesome.
Mr. Allen,
see that.
Mr. Allen, you bring up a good point of past Ben Davis alumni. My mom, my Nina, and myself were in my mom's room with my two dogs on the bed, and we were watching ABC News with Kevin Gregory. We're watching the news, and I'm over here texting in our Golden Ears group chat, which is the show choir I'm a part of, and I'm like, okay, guys, I'm no weatherman, but I'm watching the news here that, you know, everyone please be careful tonight. There's severe thunderstorms in the area. I'm over here trying to be like a news anchor. I'm like listening to Kevin Gregory. I'm like, okay, there's possible storms in Terre Haute. There's a storm coming this way that could possibly be near Indianapolis. Storm moving about 40 miles per hour. And I'm just giving them update after update after update. So I was like, everyone, please be careful. And then my friend Maya, she was out in the middle of the rain. And I'm like, can you just please come inside? Because she had just got done with rehearsal. She just got absolutely poured on, lightning striking everywhere. I'm like, okay, do you realize we're on a severe thunderstorm watch here? Please come inside. And she's like, no, I'm an independent woman. I got this. And I'm like, okay. And
yeah.
She's like, I'm the queen of thunderstorms or some silly stuff like that.
Okay.
And it was lightning hard near Decatur Central High School. Yeah. It felt like Back to the Future almost, not gonna lie.
Yeah, me and my dad were watching this guy, he's on YouTube. And he goes around and chases storms and, like, lets everyone know.
Wait, Reed Timmer?
No, he's, like, some Ryan guy. But it's really interesting because, like, in these areas, he'll be like, okay, you guys have 15 minutes. Go inside. Get to a safe spot now. And it's really cool, like, what he does. He tries to keep everyone safe with that. If you're not watching your local news and you're watching live streams on YouTube, like, you're watching. And they go and chase storms. And at one point, this guy was, like, right next to a tornado while they were chasing the storm, and me and my dad were like, "That's crazy."
Well, they provide quite a service, because a lot of times you gain more understanding from those storms. I mean, you can have a huge tornado that hits out in the open field, and they classify it as an EF0, even though it might be an EF5 tornado. If nobody captures it on video and it doesn't hit anything, which is what you want. You don't want them to hit things.
Yeah.
But exactly. They classify tornadoes by what they damage. So if it's just out in the middle of an open field and doesn't hit anything, and nobody catches it on video so you can see how intense it is, that storm doesn't get the classification that it should get. So when they go out and, I mean, they can look on radar and things, but they kind of classify tornadoes by how much damage they cause, and unfortunately we don't have a better way of doing it than that. So storm chasers provide great services because they give us more of an understanding of what tornadoes look like, how they develop, how they you know, what they do, how they move, things like that. And I know that's a huge service that they do, the storm chasers. Anyway, back to spring break. We kind of got off on a tangent there.
That's okay. Hey, yeah. I'd like to add, like, I know we got about 5 minutes left on the big shoe,
mm-hmm.
but one thing about everything that we talked about with adults, it all starts back in high school. And a lot of times people they just think about high school and they think about spring break and just partying and having fun. I got about 5-6 reasons or different things you can do during spring break. If I can close out before you guys close out. And students might turn their nose up, might not. But experts suggest that using spring break to research colleges, scholarships, and other high school, post-high school plans is an awesome, awesome way to use your time during spring break. Can you imagine just during that time, because you're busy all year long, and now you got time to make your college list? Because you don't have to go to school. You don't have to go to class. Now, I got a question for my young scholars. Do they know what, I want a quick answer, do they know what college they're going to?
I'm going to be a Hilltopper, sir. Western Kentucky University is where I'm going to college.
What's your major?
Broadcasting.
Major? Okay. Trey?
Oh, sorry. I'm planning to just go to mechanic school to... Because this was kind of just to learn the ropes of radio, just to manage it, kind of like a side trade gig. School? So I can pay for trade school.
Okay. All right. Who's left?
Lorelai.
See, I don't have a school picked out, but I know I want to go into, like, TV production, stuff like that. Okay. And there's a few that, like, I get emails because of the SAT that seem really interesting for me.
Okay. You just said, what I heard was you don't have one picked out. But can you imagine how many students out there that don't have one picked out? Now, that's what I'm saying, right? In spring break time, you got all that extra time that you can spend time researching, you know, between the sun, between the moon, during that time, call it, you know, going online, checking out some of the universities and checking out their websites and seeing what they're all about. And who knows, you might even be able to get sneak in a college tour at some of these cities that you go to. You never know. You just got to use the time wisely. But sometimes if you use that time, you know, that quality time, to figure out where you want to go after high school, because if you can speak to anyone that has left high school and graduated and they're out there in the world, they will tell you that high school, Mr. East is going to say yes to this too,
yes.
High school time flew by.
Yeah, no question.
It flew by.
Yeah.
And before you know it, you're an adult out there in the real world paying real bills, dealing with real issues. When your parents are not around to make that decision, you got to make it on your own, and you got to make it now. You can't say, can I call a friend? Can I call my mom? No, you need to make decisions now, real world decisions. And you can help yourself by using this spring break time. And for you folks in the listening audience, don't know what to do, like you say, you know, use that time wisely to find out what you're going to do after high school. Because if you plan that correctly, man, after high school, you don't have to be in high school going spring break.
Yeah.
Or college. You know, you have spring break for the rest of your life, have opportunity to go places and just relax. But everything, it's kind of cool. We talked about the YouTubers, we talked about the news people, we talked about the newscasters, the weathercasters, the weather people. It's because this all starts back where you're sitting right now in high school. Oh, man, that's the time when you form those ideals, those concepts, and then gather that data, what you're going to do the rest of your life. Because believe me, I'm 69. Time goes so fast.
Oh, it does. It does. No question about it.
And that's what I wanted. So I want to sneak that in there. So use that time wisely for spring break. You know, partying is what it is. But use that time to figure out what you want to do. Oh, man, when you get out of high school as far as rest, because it will have an effect on the rest of your life. Ms. Risa can say that. Talk about that, too, how your education has an effect on the rest of your life.
I guess the biggest thing is not everybody has to go to college. But at least have a plan. I know, like Trey was saying, he has a plan for what he's going to do after high school. It doesn't involve necessarily going to college, but he is going to a trade school. And some people choose the military.
Yep.
They go into the military. That's what you did, Emerson. You went into the military. So some people choose that route. But whatever route you have, you don't want to be, and I hate to say it because we need people to do it, but you don't want to be there just, you know, flipping burgers when you're 85 years old. You know, you don't want to have to do that. You want to put yourself in a position, unless you want to flip burgers when you're 85
unless
years old.
You want
to if
flip
that's
burgers.
What you want to do, go flip burgers.
Follow your passion.
But if that's your plan, do it. But, you know, just make sure that whatever you do, you have a plan for your future. I know that that's a big one. And if your plan is to go flip burgers, be the best burger flipper you can be.
Man, I like a good burger.
Yeah, me too.
It doesn't like a good burger. You well, give me somebody that, this is crazy, but you give me somebody that's flipping a burger bad, I don't want that burger.
Well, we've gone over time as usual. Lorelai, any final thoughts?
No. Bye-bye.
Have fun on spring break.
All right.
Thank you.
Trey, anything before you go?
Just have a good weekend. Don't do anything not smart.
Okay, that's good advice. Landon?
Well, spring break, not really sure what I'm doing, to be honest. I'm probably going to go back to the doctor to have them look at my finger. My Nina and Uncle Jeff and I discussed about going to Detroit, Michigan to the Henry Ford Museum and cool. The Motown Records building where Motown Records was made and the studio. I really have no idea what's going to happen. That's kind of in the works, but biggest advice for everyone out there, do what you have to do to be successful. That's all I have to say. Be safe. Take care of yourself. Just set yourself up for success. It might be lonely on this grind sometimes, but you know, your real friends will be the ones that support you and be there for you. But at the end of the day, do what you have to do to be successful.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Mr. Easter,
yep.
He said something. He said he might go to Detroit and go to the Motown Museum.
Mm-hmm.
If you do go, we've been there twice, you will have an opportunity to sing My Girl in the studio.
By the Temptations?
In the same studio that the Temptations, the Four Tops, the Supremes, that they did the recording in.
That's awesome. I'd love to do that.
When you leave there, you will have you could tell people that you sung My Girl in the recording studios at Motown.
That'd be...
In Studio One.
That'd be amazing.
Well, that's cool. I'm going out to Newcastle tomorrow for the basketball. Watch the Giants. Hopefully they get two wins. If they do that, then they will play on Saturday, March 30th. That's the day of state. So it's a couple weeks after semi-state, right at the end of spring break. So hopefully we have a couple basketball games to cover over spring break. But other than that, I'm going to relax. I may take some short trips here and there. You know, I really miss those days. I'll just say this is maybe my final thought. I really miss the days of just traveling with my parents and going places. You know, when you're young and you're in the backseat of the car and you're like, man, are we there yet? You know, that kind of thing. You don't realize that someday those people you went with are not going to be there. Mm-hmm. So,
That's true.
We had so much fun. I mean, one time, I know we're way over now, but that's nothing new. One time we went to Panama City, and so we were driving south on 65. We get south of Birmingham, and we have a flat tire. So we have to pull over, and this is right after my dad had a heart attack too. So we're pulled over on the side of the street. I'm out there. I'm like, I don't know, I'm like 13, something like that. I'm not really that old yet. But I never changed a tire before, so I'm out there, and you know, dad were like, I'm like, Dad, I'll change it for you. He's like, well, let me just loosen up the lug nuts a little bit. And so before you know it, he had changed the tire right after he had a heart attack. But afterwards, we go to this fast food restaurant and we get a chocolate shake, and he's like, man, this shake is thick. This is a really thick shake. And he's like, look how thick this is. And he turns it over, and the whole shake falls out on his lap. Just boom, right up. It was the funniest thing. We laughed about that forever. That became like the family joke. You know, it's like, look how thick this shake is. And
just tipped all over his pants.
Yeah, so, and he was like those like Sansibelt kind of golf pants, you know?
Oh, man.
It was hilarious. But you just remember things like that, you know, when you go on spring break.
Yeah, for sure.
How the Seagulls used to always use him for target practice. It happened a few times, too, where, you know, he had just taken a shower. He walked out, man, a seagull just right on him. Those happen, you know, stuff like that. Those are memories. Those
core memories,
back.
For sure.
So, anyway.
Mr. Easter, you said Sansibelt. Do you know, boy, you brought back some memories.
You know what those were.
Yeah, I sure do.
Yeah.
Boy.
He had those, and he liked
to Google it.
He liked those, and he liked Hagers.
Yeah,
you know, with the like adjustable side thing.
Yeah,
he loved those.
Talk about, man, it's the old school style in there.
He had all different colors. He had like yellow, green. He had all those colors.
Sansibelt, man.
Yep.
That was cool. I don't care what nobody says. You had to have a pair of Sansibelt.
Well, Emerson, do you want to close it out or you want me to do it?
Well, we'll close it out. Who we got next week?
Nobody next week. We're on spring break.
See, told you.
But next show is April the 5th. We got the scientist in waiting. Scientist in residence for the MSD of Wayne Township, Rick Crosland, to talk about the eclipse.
Yeah. So, folks, if folks in the audience, if you never have seen the science, their live shows, you missed a treat. The live shows are so awesome. So I'm looking forward to talking with them again, and maybe I'll put on my Facebook. I got a clip. One of the shows they had at Ben Davis High School, at least the ending, like how they ended. It was just, it's so awesome. But yeah, that's going
to
be great.
He'll be here to talk about the eclipse, which is April the 8th. So.
All right. We got the right folks talking about it. All right. We'll go ahead and close it out and just send it back. Thank you guys for taking the call from Texas. So in parting, I always say to the parents and to the teachers, our students. Oh, that's so important. I'm gonna let my producer close this thing out. But anyway, I just want to say this before I get the views expressed with us. That's the Ben Davis High School students, and me and my students back here in Ben Davis High School. Y'all be careful on spring break. Y'all have fun down there. Wherever you go, stay together. Don't walk around by yourself. Stay together. Stay in the group. Stay with your friends. Don't leave nobody behind. You know, have an awesome time on spring break. Until next time, we'll talk to you in 2 weeks on School Talk. Woo!